Time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb joins us as he often does. He's DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Travis, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Jeremy.
And even though you are in Southern California, you've got some European music to tell us about. Let's start in Norway with Todd Terrier, and the song is called Leisure Suit Preben. Well, I can definitely see this being Norwegian, Travis, but who is Todd Terrier?
So Todd Terrier is a guy that he's been around for about a decade, but he's mostly known as sort of a dance music producer. He got to start re-editing old disco records by groups like Chic and the Bee Gees. And then he started evolving into doing his own productions, and he's sort of been like the underground dance music king, I would say, for like the past 4 years. Hmm. He's just had like an incredible string of singles. And he's pretty much done everything. He's worked with Franz Ferdinand. He's released a whole bunch of 12-inch singles that have been huge. And sort of the final frontier for Todd Terrier was to release a full-length album, which he just recently did. And the album is called It's Album Time. Hmm. And it sort of threw everyone for a curve a little bit because, you know, he's got a lot more of a lounge and exotica sound than anyone expected from his full length.
Yeah, let's listen to another one from him. This is Johnny and Mary featuring Brian Ferry.
Running around.
I feel like I'm in the Breakfast Club, Travis. Or so listening to Bruce Springsteen, maybe also.
Yeah, I mean, like, Brian Ferry's got this weathered presence now, it seems like. That song just feels, I don't know, just very, it seems like it delves into some deeper meanings than it may have if it was a younger singer doing the lyrics.
What about the sound do you think catches your ear? What got you into Todd Terrier?
Well, he's got this one song called Inspector Norris that was sort of like the track that put him on the map. And he's just, I don't know, he's got an ear for really poppy melodies. You don't have to necessarily be into house music at all, but it'll just grab you and make you want to move your feet. He's just got a very good pop sensibility.
Okay, well, let's stay in Norway and get to another artist named Tug, and I might need some of your help pronouncing the name of this song. It is Narmi Vakni Op Imara, which actually means when I wake up tomorrow, which is funny because they sort of sound like they're the same thing, but let's listen. There was a moment there right at the beginning when I thought that the song was in English, but it is most certainly not.
No, it's definitely not. And that's one of the things I really like about Tug is all of their songs are in Norwegian, which, you know, most Norwegian groups choose to, you know, at least the ones that cross over into the States will sing in English. So it was kind of refreshing to be able to hear a whole album in Norwegian. I have no idea what they're singing about. I mean, I know, like you said, that song translates into When I Wake Up Tomorrow, but other than that, I don't know what he's saying, and I kind of like not knowing.
Let's listen to another one from Tug. This is Ild Jord Luftbahn.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, you have done a very good job in transporting us to some sort of discoteca in Europe.
It seems like Norway, they either go one way or the other. It's either like you go black metal or you go like really fun disco pop.
Well, let's get to France because maybe we'll get a different sound from France. This is the artist Catherine. The song is Pas Tout Seul. Travis, who is Catherine?
So Catherine, he's an artist that's been around since the early 90s, but he really kind of broke out in 2005. He had an album that was on the French charts for 2 years, which is incredible to think about. Like, when you think about American artists that have done that on American charts, it might be like Adele and Katy Perry. So he is like a superstar in France, but he's basically unknown here in the States, and he just released a new album. It's called Magnum, and it's just full of songs like we just heard, just sort of like disco, pop, fun kind of stuff.
Well, let's hear a little more of that. Okay, Travis, we have time for one more, and it is the Parisian duo Jamaica. Here is the song Two on Two.
Hello, what you just did. I can hear you say, out of my reach, words keep flowing in. And never ask for better homes, coming to walls when it's still small. You're just a princess who holds that she knows the right guy. Release the beat.
Okay, overarching question here, Travis. How on earth do you find this stuff?
I just dig through a lot of stuff. I listen to a lot of crap to get to the golden nuggets in there.
Well, tell us a little bit about Jamaica.
So Jamaica, this is their second album. They're, you know, as you heard, they kind of have a similar sound to groups like Phoenix or The Strokes.
Yeah.
I actually hear a lot of Cars and not necessarily in that song so much as some of the other tracks on the album. But yeah, this is their second album and it's called Ventura.
Well, are you going to be taking any trips to Paris or Oslo anytime soon, Travis?
I wish I was. No, unfortunately, no.
You'll just have to suffer in Santa Monica. That must be very difficult.
Yeah.
Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks, as always.
All right. Thanks, J-Hop.